Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and the women going coast to coast, border to border, doing a great job, keep it up. To our bulk mail haulers out there delivering the toys and the letters and all that stuff during the season, thank you so very much. To our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, appreciate what you're doing, as well as the Amazon warehouse folks and the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that we have to offer, and you might see something you actually like. Okay, joining us right now from the mountaintop north of town, and I kid about that because it's actually, we don't have mountains in Florida, but she's up pretty high in the air for the local area. It's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have the eagle's eye perch up there.
I do.
Yep, and it's a good perch to have. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yeah.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United,
States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with
liberty
and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want to make sure that you get that. You know, we can't, and by the way, I think I'm going to switch gears here a little bit, and I'm going to go over to this Jim Baker, the Twitter attorney. They have opened up a can of worms on this guy. I don't think I've ever seen a reaction as quickly as I have, but you've got Congress in the middle of this right now, the Republicans, the Democrats are kind of trying to scramble and run for the hills, if you will, in some cases. But my God, the information that came out about this guy yesterday after you and I talked about it, it's like somebody just heard all about it and sent us a book.
Well, I mean, for anybody that's paying attention, they kind of knew all this stuff about Baker. I'm going to take you back a little bit because there's something that's a little more nefarious, I think, is going on for some critical thinking. Let's go back to the Obama administration when the FBI put in some gear outside of Cheryl Atkinson's home in Virginia. Anybody remember this one?
I do.
And they started manipulating her computer. This was back when she was working for CBS.
Yep.
And what they were doing was trying to collect the data. This is about the time she was investigating Fast and Furious. And still to this day, she's got all these losses. CBS and she paid, and they know that this was the FBI that did this. She's got all of these cases before the FBI that the Department of Justice is thrown such sand in the gears. She's not getting any kind of justice on that. I mention that because the laptop that Mac Isaac had that he was repairing for Hunter Biden.
Yep.
He turned over to the FBI. The FBI knows exactly what's in that laptop. They've known this all along, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't get anything out of them. So what did Mac Isaac do? He made several copies of it, but he handed one copy to the lawyer for Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
And so then Rudy Giuliani and the lawyer understood what was there, so then they handed it over to the New York Post.
Right.
Don't think for a second that the computers and the New York Post and Marina Devine's, because of Rudy Giuliani and Mac Isaac, are not being compromised by the FBI. Because remember, what was it, a year or so ago now, that they raided Rudy Giuliani's office and home?
Yes.
And took all of his hardware?
Yep.
Well, so there's something much more nefarious going on here. And I think that I say all this, and I think that your listeners are pretty savvy enough to kind of, you know, process some of these things based on other tactics that have happened previously. So we have got a rogue FBI. It was rogue under Comey, and it's rogue under Christopher Wray, and we have a rogue Department of Justice. So not only does Christopher Wray need to go, but Merrick Garland needs to go.
Well, our pal down in Sarasota, Old Fred, has said, see if you and Denise can make a list of good things that Biden has done or has backed. This might take you all of 20 seconds. Nope, I'm done, Fred. I don't know of any. Do you, Denise?
No.
Okay, we answered your question, Fred. Keep them coming, folks. Keep them coming. All right, Denise and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more where that came from. I'll be back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I'll be back.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico.com is the website. And they have been saving you money for well over 85 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your Geico.com website or your Geico agent can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive, they'll cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and you'll get cheaper insurance because you bundle that together. But where the rubber meets the road and where the price really drops is when you put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on your car policy. Then you will save a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they can do for you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we have Elliot on the line here. Let me go see. Is that you, Elliot?
Oh, yes, it is, Captain. Hey, Denise, I want to run this by you right quick, see what you think. You know, Democrats poured over $151 million in the Georgia Senate race. Now, $7 million of that was used for their ground game. This dark money comes from woke Hollywood, big tech giants, Soros, foreign outsiders around the world who supports America on the green global warming deal. You know, they pay people to vote, starting at $100 and up. That's the Democrats. The word gets around, and everybody comes out of the woodworks to collect their money to vote. Local community organizers generally set these things up. Now, it's part of their ground game. During the 2020 election, a poor black woman appeared on a left-wing cable news station, elated how she was paid $50,000 for 2 weeks of work registering poor city ghetto folks to vote. This stuff is real, folks. The left-wing network followed her every move. Thanks very much, Captain.
Yeah, it is real, and I've talked about that before in the past, and nobody said a word.
It is such a convoluted, infected system.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite remarkable. They also pay people to run around and collect ballots.
Yes. Ballot harvesting, you bet.
This is one of the reasons why the Republicans and the RNC, there's kind of a challenge now to Rona McDaniel over at the RNC, but
yep.
They're thinking, okay, this is the way it's going to be, and we can't undo any of this. So the Republicans kind of want to join in and see if they can alter up the ground game. I really don't know what to say about it. I've got so many thoughts that I'm really conflicted on all of this. We're in a sad place. And, you know, when you do this to the entire election voting process, to have other ends, so you have activism that's going on in Washington, it's a wider spread agenda. And, you ask the question, what has Biden done that's been good, when we said nothing? Well, Biden is not telling any of his operatives no. Whatever his operatives in government, whether regardless of what department, if it's education or health or DHS or energy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're all activists, and he's not saying no to any of them. And he, it's like this trip that he made to Arizona. There was no plan to have him go visit the border, but he's not independent or strategic or smart enough to turn around and say, this is a crisis, I'm going there. He's just following what people are telling him to do. That's not a good place for government to be. You got people like Chuck Schumer, and you got people like Nancy Pelosi. They operate with wild abandon. And so we're not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what the situation is. I can't think of anything that's positive that's happening, or that has happened. And we have to now rely on the House of Representatives in January. Well, they got so much work in front of them, it's going to be almost impossible to get to any of it with any kind of good timing.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of good guys over in the Senate side, but, they've got all these roadblocks. They're going up against a concrete wall here.
Yep.
So we're not in a good place, not a good place at all.
Well, I said this in hour number one, I said in hour number two, and I'm about to say it again now. It's time for the GOP to wake up and dive into the swamp and get dirty with the rest of them. Fight fire with fire. The Democrats are light years ahead of the GOP, and it's time to get down, get dirty, play the game to win. Ballot harvesting, you betcha. Early voting, you betcha. Put the people on buses, take them to the polls.
See, here's the interesting thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You allow this early voting, okay, and then all of a sudden all these things, we have suppressed information like we did on Fetterman,
yep.
Okay? And so all these people voted before that debate. Now, how many people that voted before that debate would like to have their vote back?
Most of them.
How many people voted for Biden, and then all of a sudden here comes the Biden laptop thing?
Yep.
How many of those people wanted their vote back?
Most of them.
So it doesn't matter. Right. So here, early voting is not a good thing by a long stretch. And, people out there think that they're good Americans, they follow the law and they do community service and blah, 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 but they're completely uninformed. For instance, if you travel over to any news media website, let's say what's the name of the Tampa newspaper?
Tampa Bay Times.
Whatever it is. I bet if you did a search on a couple of words in there, Jim Baker, type that in. Would they have reported anything on Baker?
Probably
no.
not.
You see what I'm saying? And so it isn't just about what ends up on cable TV or local news, but it's also on their website and in print. And when you've got media that ignores all of that, then you've got an uninformed voter, because the voters are lazy. They're not doing the work. And we obviously know that they're lazy because they don't even want to go to the polls.
Right.
They're lazy enough that they want stuff to come to their houses. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, look how nobody goes shopping anymore. You
yep.
know? What are we doing? We're buying everything online. We want everything to come to us. People are working from home. They don't even want to bother to go into the office.
Yep.
So there's a whole change here.
All right. We got a caller here. Let me go over here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, just wanted to know what Denise thought about, since we've got such a slim majority in the House, are the Republicans unified enough to force certain votes? And the second thing is, forget it. I guess that's about it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, do they have enough votes to get anything done in the House?
I do think they do in the House, but I just saw a falling star. My goodness, I haven't seen one of those in years. But what about the Senate? You know, the Democrats are in the Senate are going to block all kinds of things. And so, the only thing that the House can necessarily do is investigations and put bills up and pass them, showing that they're doing their job and put the pressure on the Senate. So at this point, you know, when you had some of these like Warnock or Senator Kelly, we have Murkowski and some of these others that just won their reelections. We're going to have to put pressure on them. I mean, this is a time for reckoning. So I don't think anything is necessarily going to get done, but we shall see.
Well, very quickly, because we're running out of time here again. Time flies when you're having fun. Retired Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott said that he's not surprised that Biden didn't want to go to the border because he's the one who created a mess that's there right now.
Well, of course. Do you think he wants to stand there with thousands of migrants or go visit a rancher and see what's happening on those ranches? I mean, nobody talks about the violation of civil rights of the people that live along the border. Nobody talks about that.
No, they don't. And with that, we'll have to let you go, and we will be back again tomorrow night with you, and have yourself a great day doing whatever it is you're going to do today.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the great stuff that she writes about. Sign up for her articles, and you'll get them when she writes them. You'll know what she knows when she knows
it. You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Donald Trump should be immune from civil lawsuits over last year's seizure of the USA Radio by his supporters, a lawyer for the former president told the Federal Appeals Court on Wednesday. Trump attorney Jesse Vinal told the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit that Trump is immune from the lawsuits because he was acting as president in his impassioned remarks to supporters, using the bully pulpit to comment on outside events. The family of an African refugee who was shot and killed during a traffic stop in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has filed a civil lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages against the city and the former police officer charged with murdering him. The suit was filed on Wednesday in the U.S. District Court in Western Michigan. According to the complaint, on behalf of the family of Patrick Lyola, a 26-year-old father and immigrant from the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They're found online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. And I'll tell you all about them after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a very high-paying and in-demand job. You will not have to worry about finding a job ever again. You'll be in demand because of what you're able to do. Now, aviation maintenance technicians are trained in Clearwater, Florida, at their campus here, as well as in Concord, Massachusetts, at their campus there. In either case, you should go and take the tour of the facility, either one or both. Now, you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts.
The website again, NAA.edu. That's where you find out all about it, NAA.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad that you checked on this one, folks, because this is a big-time career opportunity to make a lot of money very quickly and set you up for life. Set you up for life. Now, the United States and its allies are going to have to make substantial progress towards more modern and collaborative military training as Russia's war in Ukraine continues to rattle NATO and the prospect of conflict with China looms in the Pacific. This came from defense officials at an annual conference. Now, a panel of three-star generals will be leading the Military Training and Modernization Group. We'll see how all of that works out. Obviously, it's going to be a work in progress. I think they'll do quite well once they get their feet on the ground and firmly embedded as to what it is they're going to be doing. But keep in mind, when it comes to working with the military and generals or colonels or admirals or whoever it might happen to be, it takes a little while. Because everybody seems to have their own little agenda. So we'll see. Now, you probably didn't hear about this because nobody's really talking about it, but Textron Bell has just won the U.S. Army's competition to build the future long-range assault aircraft helicopter, the service's largest helicopter procurement decision in 40 years. These helicopters are really, really going to be high-tech when you talk about something that's going to be top-of-the-line, catch-as-if-you-can sort of stuff. And, of course, we know about all the ammo being used in Ukraine. The Army now is planning a dramatic ammo production boost as the Ukraine is draining their stocks almost as fast as they can make it. Now, as donations to Ukraine's strain the Allied munition stockpiles, the U.S. Army is seeking a big-time ramp-up in monthly production of 155-millimeter artillery shells over the next 3 years. That is the predominant round that they're using in their artillery to go after the bad guys over there in Russia and elsewhere. In addition, outages will be most severe in the Kiev region of power as teams work to repair damaged infrastructure in sub-zero and freezing conditions. Boy, that is not good work. For anybody that's worked in the cold, you know what I'm talking about. Now, satellite images newly released show a brand new Russian military compound in Mariupol, Ukraine, complete with a Russian Army slogan atop the roof, so that anybody flying over can see that that's a military facility. Well, that's not very smart, Russia. That'd be the first place you'd be dropping bombs if you were looking for a target. But anyway, Russia once again has fired another salvo of missiles every day. More and more and more keep coming. Moscow unleashed another massive missile barrage in Ukraine, striking homes, buildings, killing civilians, hours after the Kremlin claimed Ukrainian drones struck two of their air bases, again, deep inside the Russian territory. This is getting to be a regular thing. And for anybody that's telling you, like I heard mentioned somewhere the other day, I forget who it was that said it, but we're going to reduce the range on their drones so they can't fly that far. You got to be out of your mind. You don't think the Ukrainians don't know if you cut back the range accessibility, they don't know how to put it back again? You don't think they know that? Good Lord. Good Lord. But we'll wait and we'll see what happens, if it happens at all. I don't think it will. I think the Ukraine will still be going deep into Russia because that's what they have to do if they want to try to strike fear in the hearts of the enemy. By the way, Russia also said that a Western price cap on its oil would destabilize global energy markets, but would not affect Russia's ability to sustain what it calls its special military operation in the Ukraine. And I believe that. They're going to keep that up regardless of what the price of oil is. Now, the services took 211 reports of domestic extremism between October 2021 and September 2022, 183 of which launched investigations according to data in a recently released report by the Defense Department's Inspector General. Now, some of these reports are nothing, but many of them are active and showing us that there are terror cells operating in America. Case in point, North Carolina, the power substations, two of them. They had to know, the people that did that had to know what to shoot at and where to hit what they were shooting at to cause the most damage and knock the power out. They had to know. Now, you're not hearing what some of us are hearing, but I have heard that that was military-grade ammunition specifically designed to penetrate metal, armor in particular. Armor-piercing bullets, they call it, is what they used. I've heard that. And I've heard it from reliable sources. So we'll see if that's indeed the case. We're going to ask the colonel about it, by the way, when he comes on here in, 15 minutes or thereabouts? Yep, we're going to ask him what he thinks, because I'm sure he's got some ideas. And a lot of other people do, too, because they are moving on this. Now, the Army approved a $162 million contract to Textron Systems to develop the first increment of its close terrain shaping obstacle. Wait till you hear about that on the other side of the break. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will be right back with more as we truck on through the overnight hours until 6 a.m. I'll be right back.
I'm the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-80.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I will take it right away. And my next guest coming up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His segment is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura's dealership is located on North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan right here in Tampa, in North Tampa. Now, the great thing about Moss and what they're known for is the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders to include EMS, firefighters, and police, as well as church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle that they're driving because of their service to America. And also, don't forget, Moss Acura also has the Moss Care, which offers free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you have it. So check them out online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, I'm sorry, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, Nissan.com is a second website, or MossFamilyAutomotive.com, but Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for some extra discounts. You never know what you're going to get until you give it a shot. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I got to ask you a question here because I've got something here that I want you to explain to our audience because somebody brought it up to me at lunch the other day. Wait till you hear this. You ready?
Right.
The inversion of the yield curve took another unusual step. It moved into double inversion. Are you following me so far?
Yep.
Okay, now let me read the rest of this and then you can explain. The traditional yield curve inversion occurs when the yield on two-year treasuries fall below the yield on 10-year treasuries, overturning the typical rule by which longer-dated government bonds have higher yields than shorter-dated bonds. This is thought to indicate that investors see the central bank cutting rates sometime over the next 12 months, which typically means a recession is looming.
Well, again, yes. Well, when they say the yield inverts, yes, you're getting the shorter term rates are going above. It's usually between the 2 and the 10 year bonds, and you know sometimes, not always, it means that there's a recession coming. Again, we had 2 quarters of negative economic growth already this year.
Yep.
Overall, we really haven't had it. Think year over year, we really haven't had 2022, there really hasn't been much economic growth at all. So, it's, you know, later on down the line, they could declare that it was a recession in the past. People are concerned about what's going to be happening moving into the future, whether or not going to be another recession into 2023. Again, you know, the concerns right now at the Federal Reserve, I wish people would put that aside. Don't worry about the Fed right now. I'm always concerned about the overall economic numbers. And inflation is waning to some degree. I mean, it was parabolic for a period of time, starting to come down. We're going to get more information next week. We'll Friday get the PPI, and next week get the CPI, and it's going to be a little bit of a tell. You know, we really haven't seen food prices come down. They really haven't gone up much more. Energy prices have come down. I think the thing that's going to crack next, and it's starting to, are housing prices, and that makes up a lot. When it comes to inflation, I think housing prices are going to come down and rentals as well.
Well, the reports are also that U.S. labor was much more productive in the third quarter of this year than previously thought, which is driving down labor costs and providing some slight comfort on the fears of inflation.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's not enough. There's still need more people in the workforce. And, it's kind of, a wish that I really wish that we could get some sort of compromise between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to immigration reform. Again, I always point to Salazar's proposal, the Dignity Act, coming out of she's representative from Miami, and actually having a process here where we're going to start working slowly to assimilate people in. We need more immigrants at this point in time to fill these jobs. I mean, you see it all over. I think I mentioned, I'm out to eat. I'm in North Carolina and on a Saturday night, and half the restaurants shut down because there's not enough workers there.
Right.
You still signs up everywhere, help wanted or, please bear with us. We don't have enough workers. That's a problem. You get that, more people in, it's going to obviously help when it comes to labor costs and also productivity.
Well, here's what I'm seeing here, especially at some of the fast food restaurants. They do, obviously don't have enough people to work the counters anymore, but they do have these computer machines where self-service, you swipe your thing, whatever you got, you pay for it, and out the door you go, and it's just like as if you talk to a person, only instead of that, it's a computer.
Yeah, it's productivity. That's what you think of the productivity games. It's technology dealing with the situation. And we've had self-checkout lines for a while, but I mean, again, a lot of these places, you order online, you order on the app, you pick up, you pick up your stuff and away you go, and, more businesses are doing that.
Now, China is sticking it to the United States big time, and we haven't heard anybody say anything yet in D.C., but I'm sure they will, because President Xi is expected to go to Saudi Arabia perhaps as soon as today or tomorrow, maybe they're now for all I know, to ink a $29 billion deal on trade agreements, including oil. And you might remember Joe Biden went there on his hands and knees, literally, to beg for them to cut their or to raise their oil production up. And instead of doing that, they cut their production, their prices went up, and shame on you, Joe Biden, because he got it stuck to him.
Well, Saudi Arabia, you want to cut a deal. I mean, they're going to sell oil at market prices. I mean, China can get oil now that can get oil now from, getting it at a discount from Russia. And it's about a 40% discount from, you know, what the market bears at this point in time. I think it's more about the investment than anything else. Saudi Arabia is spending an incredible amount of money building new cities and doing a myriad of things. I'm sure China wants to get in on that. China, not energy self-sufficient like we could be. The importance of that, it's, us becoming, energy, independent is a great advantage that we could be using, but we're really not doing it yet.
Now, you remember we talked earlier this week about California Governor Gavin Newsom, who was going to raise this tax on the oil company profits and all that. You remember we talked about that?
Well, yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I think it's just, fodder papers, quite frankly.
Wait till you hear this one. Not only does it not make any sense, it's illegal because in California, Governor Newsom changed his plan for a windfall tax on oil company profits to describe the tax as a penalty, because to describe it as a tax, it would have had to have had two-thirds of the state legislature approve it.
Let me get this straight. You're getting penalized for making too much money?
That's right. That's correct.
Yesterday I said, we can go up to tech companies too. I mean, their profit margins are a hell of a lot wider than the oil companies are. You're gonna go after them? I mean, it's silly.
I would. If you're going to do this to the oil companies, and we know what the tech companies are doing, let's go after them too. But nope, they're just going after the oil companies for, quote, price gouging.
They're just going to all get up and leave. That's the reality.
Well, come on to Florida. We're waiting.
Yeah, they're going to get out.
Matter of fact, I'd love to have a computer company here. Might make my next computer purchase cheaper. Yeah, and we did have somebody who was here before. It was a bookkeeping firm that was here for Enron. Remember them?
Oh, Arthur Anderson.
Yeah, they were here. They had a huge facility in Sarasota, which went by the wayside.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people ask me a lot of questions, and sometimes I don't know if they're serious or not, where they say, hey, ask Mark Husky this, ask Mark Husky that. But people are a little bit scared right now. They don't know what's going to happen to their money, and they're losing money on their IRAs, and they've been told you can't take the money out because you're going to get taxed. I mean, real quick, in about 20 seconds, what's the deal?
It has depending on your age, you have required minimum distributions. I mean, that's part of it. It all depends upon someone's age. Hopefully, you're well diversified.
Okay, I've got to let you go because the computer's going to cut you off right now. And there you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Great information. I'm glad to have him aboard. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.